Okay, now we are on the way to Jefferson Memorial, and as we drive here, immediately to your right, look to see the Boy Scouts Memorial. The Boy Scouts Memorial was established at the site here in 1964. The first gatherings of the Boy Scouts goes back to 1937. The three statues on the top of the memorial here look to see one for a man representing the American manhood, one for a woman representing the American womanhood, and the third one for the Boy Scouts. Now we're going to make a right on Constitution Avenue, and immediately to the left, which is now to your right front, look to see the nation's capital's landmark, Washington Monument. Washington Monument is 555 feet high and 5 inches. It's a glass elevator. Inside will take you to the top within 90 seconds. You come down within 60 seconds. There are 998 steps within Washington Monument. The Washington Monument is built in the same style of the ancient Egyptian obelisk. The obelisks of the ancient Egyptians used to be cut from just one piece of rock. But this monument here received more than 200 tributes from different historical sites from around the world. They started constructing Washington Monument in 1837. They stopped for lack of fundings in 1854. They finished it in 1878. They opened it for public in 1885. So when we make the right, look to the left to see 50 flags surrounding the base of the Washington Monument representing the states. And also you will see a slight difference in the first third of the monument than the upper two-thirds. They keep the light on Washington Monument all night long. They keep the light on the U.S. Capitol all night long. They keep the light on the White House until 11 o'clock. They keep the light on the memorials until midnight. So Constitution Avenue, we're going to make a right on, and Constitution Avenue, as I mentioned before, was a canal. Washington City Tiber Creek Canal was connecting the eastern shore of Anacostia River to the Potomac River. So you notice here in Washington D.C. the street numbers, letters, and avenues. The street numbers run north and south. The letters run east and west. And the avenues run diagonally across the square. There are 15 circles. The circles was created to honor heroes, generals, and presidents such as George Washington, Thomas, Scott, Franklin, McPherson, Logan, DeBons, and others. As we cross the slide, look to the right here, you will see the Oval Office of the White House again. And further west of it is the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. That's the Oval Office, the south front of the White House. They do not call back to the White House or to the U.S. Capitol. All sides are front, south front to your right. And to your left is Jefferson Memorial. We're going to make a left on 17th Street and look to the right there to see the organizations of the American states. That's where Panama Treaty was signed, and where there's a statue for Queen Isabella, shown here offering her jewelry to Christopher Columbus. North of that is the daughter of the American Revolution's organizations, and north of that is the headquarters of the American Red Cross and the Corcoran Galleries of Art. And to the left here, look behind this red arrow to see that small stone house is the Lock Keeper House. The man who used to open and lock the gates to the boats and barge during the canal time was living in this little house with his family and 13 children. Behind the this canal connection is Constitution Garden. And soon after we make the left here on 17th Street, keep an eye to your right to see World War II Memorial. World War II Memorial was opened for public in April 29th in 2004. It was opened officially 1 month later in May 29th in 2004. Okay, now, World War II Memorial consists of the twin pavilions. Okay, twin pavilions named after Atlantic and Pacific, showing that World War II went over the two oceans. 56 pillars. The pillars are connected to each other with shapes of bronze ropes, symbol of the unity of the nation during World War II. Look here to see. And also we're going to see a golden stars panel, 4,000 golden stars panel to honor the more than 400,000 people from the States who lost their lives during World War II. Here to your right, the twin pavilions, 43 feet high each, 56 pillars, the 4,000 golden stars panel to your right, black panels north and south depicting events of World War II. 7.2 acres, that's the size of the memorial. Two-thirds of this size is landscaping and water. Another end there is Lincoln Memorial. Between Lincoln Memorial and World War II Memorial is the reflecting pool. To the left of the reflecting pool from here is the Korean War Memorial. To the right of the reflecting pool is the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And we're going to stop there for about 40 minutes to walk between these memorials. And look to your left here to see Washington Monument and U.S. Capitol. And now we're going to drive around the tidal basin. The tidal basin is man-made body of water. The purpose was to control the flood of the Potomac. And it is surrounded by the cherry blossoms trees. 3,300 trees were gifted from Japan. The mayor of Tokyo presented these trees to the District of Columbia, and all are planted around the tidal basin, Hines Point, here to your left front. 111 acres, 6 feet deep, was established here in 1909, and cherry blossom trees were planted around it in 1912. We're going to veer to the left, and soon across ahead of us you will see the open space where they set up the stage to choose the beauty queen during the cherry blossom festival every beginning of April, at the beginning of the cherry blossom celebration. Now, Franklin Roosevelt, as a young politician, when he came to Washington D.C., was surprised not to find the memorial for the man that he admired. But 25 years later, when he became a president, he chose the location and built the memorial for Thomas Jefferson at the site that you see to your left. There were controversy about that. Some people came here to protest removing the cherry blossom trees for the sake of building memorial for Thomas Jefferson. And even ladies chained themselves to each tree was about to be removed, asking Franklin Roosevelt to find another location for the memorial. But the response was another location for the trees. And he built the memorial for the man that he admired. Not only that, he also removed all the trees between the White House and the memorial site for him to watch them constructing the memorial for the man that he admired. Thomas Jefferson was known as the first and the second and the third. Thomas Jefferson was the first Secretary of the State. He was the second Vice President. He was the third President. He was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence. He was Ambassador of the States to France, was an architect, an educator, philosopher, musician, a farmer, a lawyer, an artist, a scientist, social revolutionist. He was an excellent writer, was an eloquent speaker. During his administration, the size of the land was increased by his Louisiana purchase. He wanted to be remembered by being the educator out of all that. He inscribed that in his grave marker in Monticello, where he's buried, by Thomas Jefferson, the father of University of Virginia and the author of the Declaration of Independence. Also mentioned his establishment of freedom of religions in Virginia too. The memorial was established in 1939. They finished it in 1942. They set up the statue for Thomas Jefferson inside the memorial in 1947. We'll talk more about Jefferson Memorial when we reach it, but now we're going to veer to the right and look to the left to see in the middle of the block the Holocaust Museum and Memorial. The Holocaust Museum and Memorial was opened on April 24, 1993, cost $167 million, was dedicated for the 6 million Jews who lost their lives during World War II. Next to the Holocaust Museum is the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. That's where they printed the dollar bills, postal stamps, and the White House invitations. You could watch them printing the dollar bills, but only you can purchase samples. They do not give free samples here. And also you can purchase uncut sheets of dollar bills, $25 in one sheet. You cut your own dollars from it, but you pay $35 for that $25. The average age of the dollar bills, just 18 months. After that, they shredded them. They make gifts out of the shredded dollar bills. They are for sale at the visitor center of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, tier left. Now, back to Jefferson Memorial. To your right here, look to see this construction going on. Actually, they're setting up concrete foundation nearby the memorial facing the tidal basin to stabilize the position of the memorial, because it went down a few inches. So this is what they're doing at this time for Jefferson Memorial. When we stop there, you're going to walk to the memorial and keep the memorial to your right. And at the end, there will be a door to get into the lower level. At the lower level of the memorial, there will be a display of the famous activities that I mentioned, some of them. Even you could watch a short video about the president's contributions to knowledge, discoveries, inventions, and about his words of wisdom and other related events to the president. From the lower level, take the elevator up to the statue level, and there you're going to see standing statue, 19 foot tall statue for Thomas Jefferson under the rotunda, surrounded by passages from his inspiring writings that he was famous for, such as the Declaration of Independence. A panoramic view of the tidal basin, Washington Monument, federal agencies could be seen from the other side. And also, they have your back to the statue of Thomas Jefferson there to see a clear view of the White House, Oval Office. Even zoom your camera and get a good picture for the White House from the Thomas Jefferson statue area.